السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب محمد بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. حضرة المفتي صاحب، may Allah bless you and أعفى وعافية، and Allah take great work of being from you. The platform is yours, مفتي صاحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده، بارك الله فيكم، أنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Ad-Dukhan, the smoke, and verses number 12 right up to verse number 16. Yesterday we discussed in detail what is the meaning of Dukhan and smoke, and majority Sahaba like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and many others say this refers to Alamatu Sa'ah, one of the signs of Qiyamah, and the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 10 items, and one of them was the smoke. So remember, so that will be the preferred verdict on that issue. Now, here the people in Makkah, when they saw Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against them, that Ya Allah, place upon them such a drought and famine, like how you placed upon the people there in Egypt during the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So now they started pleading and asking Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please remove this and tell the leader of Yamama, he must send the grain and so forth, and pray to Almighty Allah that the rain must come. So then we will believe and so forth and become people who got true Iman. So from there Almighty Allah explains to us, chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verse number 12. So these are the appeal and the non-Muslims begging Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most messenger of Islam, peace be upon him. Rabba nakshif anna al-azab. Oh beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, remove from us this punishment, this famine and this drought. We want the grain, we want the rain, all that we want. Inna mu'minun. And we promise you, we also will become believers. But Almighty Allah exposes their hollow claim, like politicians today in all parts of the world, Muslim, non-Muslim, 90% of them are a bunch of liars. And remember, they know they are dealing with masses and so forth, and then they bamboozle them, and then they fool them all the time. So Almighty Allah states, "Anna lahumu zikra." How will that be a reminder for them that they can bring Iman and Islam? وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, it has already come to them a messenger with a clear message. And remember, they can clearly see the miracles of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they rejected the messenger, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. And they rejected the message, the noble Quran. So therefore, all this that they will become believers is just an empty slogan and a hollow claim. Thumma, thereafter, tawallu anhu. They turned away from him, from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So little bit rain came, and little bit grain came, and so forth. Then they turned away and said, no, that we don't accept the messenger. Not only that, they made derogatory, disparaging remarks against him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, may Allah jalla wa ala, in the entire universe and creation. See what this kufar mushrikeen said. وَقَالُوا, and they said, مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُون, that somebody else has taught him all these things. And Majnoon, he is insane, he's made Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So imagine what derogatory statements, how hurt will we feel that, remember, if people make these type of statements against us. But we are non-entities, who are we? So every day we are committing sin, million, billion, trillion, zillion sins. But this is Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah, let all this continue, so that Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will beg Almighty Allah more and more and set the precedent for humanity and posterity. When you are going to speak the truth, your opponents and adversaries will increase. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and invite towards the truth. But when you invite towards the truth, then many people and politicians and others will try and shoot you down figuratively. So therefore, watawasu bisabr, exhort one another towards patience and so forth. So waqalu muallamun, he has been taught and educated by somebody else, not by Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. But Allah states in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, Almighty Allah taught you that which you did not know. So human being were not the teacher of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the meaning of Nabi al-Ummi. For me and you, when you use the word Ummi, it means we are illiterate, we can't read, we can't write. How dare you translate like that for Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You must translate Nabi al-Ummi, the Prophet, the Messenger selected by Almighty Allah, and Ummi, he was not taught by creation, he was taught by the Creator himself directly. So that is the shan, the status, the rank of the Master Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Khatabun Nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn the art of translation. Inna kashiful adhabi qalila. Yes, we will alleviate the plight, we will remove the punishment little bit. For a little period or quantity will reduce the punishment. But what will you do, O mushrikeen, O kuffar? Innakum a'idun. You will go back to your kufr and shirk. You will go back to your blasphemy and your polytheism and idol worship. Because that has become part of your DNA. Like how it is part of the Jutla Harami, Hitler's children there in Israel, the Haramis, murderers. So remember that for them, that to kill is in their DNA. So yeah, also it is in their DNA to commit blasphemy and kufr and shirk. But you won't get away with it. In this world, the Muslims, they have barakat. Barakatim minas samai wal ardh, that we did that verse many a time. Allah sends the blessings from the heavens and the earth. And for the non-Muslimin, it is istidraj. Sanastadrijuhum min haythu la ya'lamun wa umli lahum. So we give them respite. We let them hang themselves, remember that, by loosening that rope a little bit, and then they hang themselves. So see Trump, see Netanyahu, see the Israeli regime, see their army, the rapists, the haramis, murderers, baby killers, call them whatever you want to. So they are guilty of all these crimes, the haramis. But for how long? Tomorrow they will freck and die like dogs, and then the day of justice will come. Yoma, on that day of justice, Nabatishul Batashatul Kubra, we will seize them, a very, very severe seizing. No escape for anybody. La mafar. Everybody will be accountable. And it is the day of justice. It is my Yawm al-Deen. It's Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. It is the day, Yawm al-Hasra, the day of sorrow. And then they will have so much sorrow. But alas, too late. Inna muntaqimun. Surely we will exact the retribution, the crime and the punishment. So the punishment must suit the crime. Wallahu Azizun Zuntiqam. Remember, Almighty Allah is all powerful. Zuntiqam. And Allah Ta'ala will exact the retribution. It's not based on revenge, it is based on justice. So all of these haramis, murderers, war criminals, rapers, whole lot of them will come, and then they'll have to answer for all their crimes they perpetrated privately, publicly, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and in public. Therefore, when people are troubling you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you see the word there. Chapter 44, verse 16, Inna muntaqimun. Almighty Allah uses the plural for himself. Surely we are the one that will exact that retribution, will punish them accordingly. So Almighty Allah for himself uses the plural as a symbol and sign of majesty, authority, sovereignty, and a sign of respect and reverence to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. So you must read when people are plotting, planning against you. Read, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. Ya Allah, you deal with them in the manner you deem fit. And we are leaving this whole matter to you. Chapter 40, verse 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I'm handing over these matters to you, all my matters and affairs. Verily Allah is all observing over the servants. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah, from what happens during the brightness of the day or the darkness of the night. And those people who are plotting, planning, scheming, chapter 40, verse 45, the next verse, Allah Jalla Wala states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Almighty Allah will save that person from the plotting, planning, and scheming of those who are plotting that person's downfall. So Allah will humiliate them, and Allah will give honor to the person whom they are jealous of, envious of. So see, the day of justice is still coming. So these Jutlas and Americans and all these haramis, that's the only word we can use for them, these swines and pigs. So worse than pigs they are. Remember that. That is, they are showing their true colors. Now when you listen to the news, then you will understand what really is unfolding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 4th of Shawwal, 1446. So now Trump wants to usher in the new world order. You see that? 80 years after World War II, so now Trump gave a speech of liberation. He made a fool of himself. He is a felon, a criminal, a donkey. So that's what I call him, whether you like it or not. That's not my business. So you must remember that he said that they will detect 10% taxes, tariff on those countries. Remember what, who they deal with, and with China, additional 34%. And now the countries are condemning Trump and America and their policies. Whether it is China, whether it's Australia, whether it is Japan, whether it's other countries. Because now their stock exchange is feeling the pinch and so forth. So now he thought that he will stay in power forever. He can see the humiliation and disgrace. He already told his inner circle, Elon Musk will be gone very soon. And he told Musk, you better go back to your business. You're doing more nonsense here. And yesterday, humiliation for Trump and Musk. First time in the history of America, they spent so much money to get a person elected on the bench as a judge. But the person they were backing, Trump and Musk, he lost. You see, he or she, whatever it is, the harami, they lost, you must remember, and the Democrats won. So humiliation, disgrace for Trump and them. Israel attacks the airport in Hama. They say, so the Turks cannot use it. They attack the scientific research center there in Damascus. unprovoked. They say, no, they are making chemical weapons there. So they can attack Syria, they can attack Lebanon, they can attack Palestine, Gaza, they can attack anybody, and they get away with it. The haramis, the pigs, the swines, we call them. And you know, yesterday we got the report that one perk and one additional benefit in inverted commas, because now they need men with boots to come into the army. So they say enroll, conscript into the army. And you know what you can do? You can go and rape the Arab woman, the Palestinian woman. So what must I call them? By their own admission, they are raping the Palestinian women, the most moral army. We need to put the I and the M in the front. Immoral army, the biggest criminals, and therefore they are hated and detested and despised in the whole world. You must remember that. So when we call them murderers, rapers, and so forth, you will understand it now. So that is what Israel does. Netanyahu, the harami, humiliated, disgraced. So now the leader, their President Orban of Hungary, invited him. He landed in Budapest. He thinks he's going to make a coalition there to get out of that. You must remember, war criminal charge, so he can't get out. You are guilty of that. You are a war criminal, and Israel is guilty of genocide. The world knows it, unless you're a swine yourself and you are a donkey yourself, then we can't help you. Another genocide is also unfolding there in Sudan. And then you see there the government is now fighting the rapid forces, and they are being financed by UAE. One side, Saudi Arabia, you got MBS. UAE, Abu Dhabi, and Dubai, you got MBZ. So these are all murtads. They are a disgrace to Islam. And remember, we have nothing to do with them, because in Islam we consider them murtads. But who will speak? Because they bought off majority of the scholars, they bought off part of the media, and they bought off so many people. But the real scholars will always name them, shame them, and name them, nail them. Remember that. So you see that Qatar Gate has become a now, you must remember, big, big problem for him, Netanyahu. So he ran away to Budapest, because now, remember, the Israeli courts want him to come. 21 times already he appeared, and now they want to charge him more and more, and things are going in that direction. Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah, Aziz, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you place your dogs upon them, on Trump and Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and Katz and Cohen, and all these haramis, war criminals. So that is how that Qatar put them properly in their place. Qatar has written to the highest authority, the ICJ, and said, how come every Middle Eastern country had to sign up regarding the nuclear? What's so special about Israel that they are not signing up? So that atomic forces, nuclear forces must have inspection there. Why are you only harassing Iran? Why you don't go to Israel? You see the double standards of the whiteies. They are racist, and Israel are war criminals, and Jutlas are a cursed nation. The day they were born, the haramis. More than 80 people yesterday martyred in Gaza. For these Jutlas, there is one perk: go and rape the Arab woman, go and kill their children, and then take selfies and laugh about it. So all this, one day we will have our museums throughout the world, and we will expose the Jutlas and their allies, the Arab world and America and Europe. These are the people, remember, who sold out the Palestinians, Britain, and then America. So now what they want to do? They want to do Nakba number 2. That is the second catastrophe. And they are looking at Somaliland. They say we can take out 1 million or less or more from Gaza, and then we deport them there too. You must remember, to Somaliland. Somaliland is prepared to do all this because they want recognition. So all this they are plotting and planning. Wa makaru wa makarallah, wallahu khairul makirin. We say, I'm telling you today, inshallah, inshallah, America will fall during the time of Trump and there will be civil war. Israel will fall during the time of Netanyahu, the war criminal, and they're heading for civil war. Allahumma shattid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalib bayna qulubi wa sufufihim, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Myanmar, Burma, so there 3 weeks ceasefire. Remember, 1/3 or 25%, 30% of the people who died there, 1/3 or so who passed away were Muslim. So for the Muslims, we should be making dua. Musk is booted out. Already a matter of weeks, months, he will be out. You must remember that. Humiliated, disgraced. Denmark, the president, went to visit Greenland and said that Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders, not to America or Trump or anybody else. The main judge that passed the verdict, Agagain, should have said Marine Le Pen of France. So remember that she will not be able to participate in the 2027 elections in France. So now there are death threats against him or her. So now what happens? They are police escort. They beefed up the security and so forth. Look at US. They're supposed to be the real democracy and capitalism. But people who hold the Palestinian flag, people who speak in favor of Palestine, of justice, that you're a student, you get deported, or you get harassed, or you get intimidated. That is your America, haramis. What happened to the First Amendment? What happened to our human rights? What happened to my brothers in Guantanamo Bay? What happened to my sister, Dr. Afia? These are all uncomfortable questions for these prostitutes and prostitutes. That's what they are. That people give them money and then they will sell their soul to the devil. That is your Congress and majority of them. Germany, so you are the ones who caused the harm against the Jutlas, but the Palestinians are paying for it. Now you got the audacity to deport students who are pro-Palestine. Shame on you, Germany. Hang your heads in shame, you haramis. Ben Gvir, the biggest harami terrorist there. So he visited Masjid al-Aqsa yesterday. You Arab regimes, where are you? UAE, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, and all your countries, Saudi Arabia and so forth, just condemning. Cut off all ties with Israel, but you need Iman. Expel their ambassadors. You don't have the guts to do that. You murtad, munafiq, haramis, auladu iblis. That's what you are. Your Arab leaders, majority of you, are sellouts and a disgrace to Islam. The earlier you freck, you get off the scene, the better it is. Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta adu wa Thamud. And the same thing goes for all these countries' names, who I took the Pharaoh day in Egypt and everybody else. So you must remember that China is surrounding Taiwan. And they say that everybody is occupying, so we are going to occupy Taiwan. It belongs to mainland China, and nobody is going to stop them because America cannot take on China. They don't have the expertise, they don't have the personnel, they have enough problems. And Chinese know what to do with the Americans. They're going to hit them very, very hard. And all this is working out in South Africa's favor. Russia, South Africa, good. South Africa, China, good. South Africa and India, good. So all these countries were fed up with America and their policies and so forth. So now European Union also is helping South Africa. So all this has happened. South African news, the budget was passed. Humiliation, disgrace for the DA. We say good riddance to you, DA haramis. I told you, election time, you can vote for any party as a Muslim. Besides the DA to vote for them is haram at all times. That is our fatwa. You can quote it wherever you want to. 400 million rand designated for firefighters here in the Gauteng province. Cape Town, you're going to have a scorcher today, tomorrow. It will be 33 degrees and more. So therefore, spend minimum time in the sunshine because it's going to be extremely, extremely hot there in certain parts of Cape Town. Our program today, inshallah, will be that between 8:30 and 9 will be Salman Yunus. 11 to 12, the fiqh program will discuss about Shawwal and the issues of fasting and nikah, the meaning and the virtues and so forth and so on. So about Shawwal today, you know, the fourth of Shawwal. And thereafter, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read the best Durood Sharif for the best of Allah's creation on the best night of the week, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best Durood Salawat is the one we read in Salat. Read Surah Kahf. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi Laylatul Jumu'ah. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. Wherever you are, right till the Baytullah, Allah Jalla wala will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence. And the hadith is authentic, mentioned by Imam Darimi. Imam Darimi is the ustad of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and is buried there in Uzbekistan. So we should remember all these things, inshallah. Okay, Maulana, we have, I see, about 13, 14 minutes for Q&A. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Isab, why do we make 7 circuits in Tawaf and why anti-clockwise?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Excellent question. Certain things we give answer according to Quran and Sunnah. Certain things we answer logically. So Quran Sharif tells us, وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْأَتِيقِ. You must perform Tawaf of the ancient house. You must perform Tawaf of the house that is liberated. It does not belong to MBS. It doesn't belong to his father Salman. It doesn't belong to his grandfather Abdul Aziz. Nor does it belong to any government of the past. It belongs solely, only to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So why 7? When Almighty Allah informed us how Nabi Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhi salatu salam rebuilt it, refurbished it. Then after building it, they went around the Baytullah 7 times to see there is no blemish, there is no flaw. So Almighty Allah says, I love your action. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is an excellent role model. So you must follow him. So therefore 7 times. Why anti-clockwise? See how many verses I'm going to give you. Look at it. This is all called I'jazul Quran. So the first one we gave you was وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ, that you must perform the tawaf of the house, the ancient house. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So when you study the noble Quran, you will find that Almighty Allah speaks of all this there, and Almighty Allah has dedicated a surah to Hajj, you know, and that is to the pilgrimage. So there in that surah, there you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this and says, you must perform the tawaf around the Baytullah. Go see Surah Hajj, chapter 22 and verse 29. So why 7? قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ. You must follow him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and then you will see he is a perfect and very good role model. So therefore, he is Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets and messengers. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is Abul Bashar, the father of humanity. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us regarding Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, chapter 60, verse number 4. Then you want to know why we go anti-clockwise. O Muslim, O non-Muslim, O male and female, see what Almighty Allah teaches us. The day I was born, 70 years ago, Islamic calendar, and the day you were born, 5 years, 50 years, 20 years ago, So how were we born? Our parents got married, right? They were not shaitans and haramis like today. So remember, today majority of the children, South Africa, Brazil, France, haram children, illegitimate children, bees. And therefore you find so much criminal activity and all those things going on. Listen to Quran, chapter 76, verse number 2. Inna khalaqna al-insan. Verily we created, only Allah can create, not the scientist, not the doctor, not the gynecologist. We created this human being. Min nutfatin, from that semen and sperm. Amshajin. Did you ever wonder what is the meaning of amshaj? When the husband and wife are intimate and they meet, they're having conjugal relationship, and then there's ejaculation. So now that sperm and that semen, it moves. How does it move, O Muslim? Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran. Min nutfatin amshajin, it moves anti-clockwise. So your origin is anti-clockwise when you go to the holiest place and the most sacred place. So, O human being, think about your origin, and now you go anti-clockwise right there by the Baytullah. Ya Allah, I am such a sinner. I was created from sperm and from semen. Out of your love, out of your benevolence, you invited me here to the most sacred place. How much shukr, how grateful, thankful I should be. Why anti-clockwise? So the heart is connected to the Baytullah, and that is why we go anti-clockwise. You know, your heart is on your left-hand side. If it's on the right-hand side, you better go get checked up. So it's on the left-hand side, and then it's connected nearer to the Baytullah. So the non-Muslim asked me, why you guys go round and round? So I asked him, Master Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary, that why you put your washing in the washing machine and then it goes round and round and spins. They say it comes out white and clean. So I said that when a Muslim goes round and round, then like spinning, you know, of your clothing, dirty clothing. So man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra, who performs tawaf 50 times. So one tawaf is 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So 350 times you go round the Baytullah. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. So you must make intention, you're going to make 50 tawaf. In your journey, you come out pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So that are our response and answers. Check number 76 and verse number 2. Nabatalihi, we put human being through various tests. Faja'alnahu sami'an basira, we gave him faculty of hearing and seeing.
Isab, do you have to pay zakat on money that is owed to you?
If people, Junaid Mota owes me 5,000, 10,000 rand, obviously he owes me nothing. This example, so you must remember, I don't have to pay that if he has not paid me. And if a person does not pay me at all, then on bad debts, on interest, there is no zakat. And if he is paying me lump sum, so I have to pay zakat. He pays me after 3 years, 5 years, I have to pay for all 3-5 years, the preceding years as well. And if he's paying me, staggering the payment every month, every year, week, and every day or whatever, so in a case like that, after my expenses, so then what is the balance? On that there will be zakat. So that is how it works and calculated in Islam at the rate of 2.5%.
Kisab, can you read your sunnat of Fajr after the first salah?
Remember that sunnat of Fajr must be read before the first salah. So I'll be going just now for Fajr salah. So I read my sunnat here in the studio, and then I go for Fajr Salat, because our Jamaat is 10 to 6, so it gives me enough time, Alhamdulillah. Then I proceed to the Sufi Masjid here in Lens. So you see, that is the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, to make your Salat at home, your Sunnah, and your first Salat in a Masjid. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. But if you are a person, you reach the Masjid, and now you see the Imam is going to finish the Salat. If you're going to read your sunnah, you will miss the Fajr Salat. So you read, you go and join the Jamaat congregational prayer. And then the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and them say, After the first salat, immediately you read the sunnah. You don't have to wait for sunrise. But the Hanafis and them say, no, you have to wait for 15 minutes after sunrise, and then you read the two rakat that you must. So that is the fatwa according to the four schools.
Mufti Sahib, if someone breaks the qaza roza intentionally, do they have to give kafara? If yes, what kafara do they have to go?
Remember, kafara is only applicable when you break the fast deliberately, intentionally, during the month of Ramadan. We are now in the month of Shawwal. Yesterday you said you are keeping one qaza som, one qaza fast, and then you broke it for whatever reason, intentionally. So it's still one qaza only, no kafara, no penalty. So remember the principle, kafara penalty is only exclusively applicable when you break the fast deliberately, intentionally, during the month of Ramadan, not during the other 11 months. Only one qaza will remain.
Mufti Sahab, I want to keep my 6 Shawwal rozas. Can I start tomorrow?
You can start today, you can start tomorrow, you can start next week, whenever you want to. And you can keep it consecutively every day, or you must few days intermittently. So Monday, Thursday you keep, and then again Monday, Thursday. So all that is fine, there's no problem with that. It's all up to you, but remember the big proviso. What is the big condition and prerequisite and big proviso? The hadith teaches us, an Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, قال النبي مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Master صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من صام رمضان, you kept the 6 fasts of Ramadan, you kept the من صام رمضان, you kept the fast of Ramadan, all the fasts, 29 days, 30 days, whatever the case is, ثم أتبعه, thereafter you followed it up, ستم من شوال, were the 6 fasts of Shawwal. Kana kasiyami dahr, is like you kept fast the whole year. So those of us, for example, you were ill, my sister menses, you the man, you must some salat because you are musafir, or some fast I mean. So you must some fast. So first you have to keep the qadha fast, and then only you worry about Shawwal. You got it? The law of priority, al-aham fal-aham, that is what Islam teaches us. Then you get some sharpshooters. They say, no, for example, today or tomorrow or Saturday, I make intention of qadha and I make intention of Shawwal. Majority scholars, Hanafis, Hanbalis, and them say not permissible. Shafi'is only, they say, is permissible. So yes, some Shafi'i scholars, they approved of that. But Hanafis, Hanbalis, and them say, no, that's definitely not permissible. You have to keep your qadha fast first, and then you worry about the sunnat fast of Shawwal. So we must know that that is the law in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, what is the best dua to read to bring about family unity?
Read the Asma'ullahil Husna. Allah Ta'ala teaches us, chapter 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by those beautiful names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You memorize the 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala, you go paradise Jannah. Hadith Tirmidhi, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. I just read it now before I came down. So you must remember that I look inside also and read it. And then you make dua. After that, duas are accepted. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad and on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So you must remember in a case like that. So read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allama alif bayna khulubina. Bring mahabba, mawadda, ulfa. Bring true love, compassion within the hearts of the family. Allah Jalla Wala will do so. We must continue with consistency. And Allah will change the unfavorable conditions to favorable conditions, inshallah.
Inshallah, we will leave it here for this morning. The further questions, inshallah, we will answer tomorrow.